Here we are once again with Fringe Review, and I have an interesting lady to talk to you right now, Kirsty Sergi, who is from the University of Sheffield. She's actually working on a project called Lines and Ladders, a game of family histories here at the Fringe. But you're not really sort of performing in the Fringe yourself.
Well, it's a performance game. So what I'm doing is I'm in cafes in and around Edinburgh at the moment, inviting people to play a game of Lines and Ladders, and it's a genealogical game. The aim of the game is, it's a board game, so you're getting from one end to the other, but on your way you encounter genealogical lines and ladders. These are opportunities to tell stories. So they may send you backwards. So it might be that the archive that you are trying to find your family history in has been destroyed. And there's lots of different examples where that's happened. For example, the censuses in Ireland only go back to 1901. So if you're trying to look for your Irish history, you've got to look at other sources of information. And we have a conversation about that. And people bring in their own stories, whatever those stories might be. But there's also things that will jump you forward. So if you've got a diary or if you've got personal papers, that might be a story that will leap you forward in the game. So I might tell a story about my great-great-grandmother's diary, which I've got a printed-up copy of, but I haven't got the original. And what I would really like to see is the original. So each time you hit these points, you have a chance to tell a story. And the aim of the game, and it's played with one person, two people, three people. They might be people that know each other. They might be people who've never met before. And we all have a chance to share stories. It's part of a research project with the University of Sheffield. And I'm a performance researcher. So the way that I approach this is as a performance maker rather than as a historian. I come as an amateur historian, and I'm looking at how we feel about sharing personal stories in public spaces, which is why we're sitting in a cafe, why we play the game, where people might be overhearing, where I'm listening. And it very much starts with lots of paperwork and lots of thinking about, well, who's going to read these stories? How are these stories going to be used? This is not just a performance. It is also, it's a research project. It's a way of thinking about the way that we tell stories. And I invite the audience to think about that. The audience participants to think about that.
And have you found a difference between the people that you've been playing the game with? Have you had just members of the public, or have you also had performers themselves?
It's been a mix. Some people book in advance, so some people come with having done loads of family history research, and what they're really interested in is finding an opportunity to share those stories and to tell those stories. I'm not recording those stories. I'm writing notes afterwards, and for me the importance is the game and the play and the fact that we're all in the story in that moment. Because you also get people who've got no real interest in their family history, who might be coming along with somebody else, sometimes they're finding that they're learning out a little bit more. And sometimes quite a bit of the feedback I've had has been, yeah, I'm going to go away and find out more now, this has engaged me. You also get a free game if you play. So once you've played the game, I'll give you a copy of the game to take away with you, so you can then play with friends, family, etc.
So sort of like a family tree, you're kind of expanding the reach with each person.
That's the idea.
That's sort of interesting. And what would the end goal of the data be?
In the sense of how it will be used?
Yeah, I mean, like, are you planning on publishing, or is there going to be a...
So I've got a blog on my website, herdofcats.co.uk. That's herd as in I think I heard some cats. I listened to them. Cats. So herdofcats.co.uk, there's a blog that I'm writing as I'm playing the game, and there's also, it will ultimately then turn into my thesis, the written element of my thesis, as well as this is the practical part of my PhD thesis. And it may also end up in presentations and essays that I write about the project. So that's where that data is going. But I'm hoping that for participants, that they take away the experience and they enjoy being part of a sharing that is public but isn't being pulled up onto the stage in front of an audience to be made to share a story. People can share as much or as little as they like within the game.
That kind of freedom must be interesting, especially when you're playing the game with performers who are so used to being in the public eye, you know, all the time when they're in Edinburgh and being on the mile, for example. You know, they're flying and they're trying to be the best version of their, of not even of themselves, but of their production, I suppose. So if people are interested in, you know, reading more about your project or even contacting you, how would they do that? If you could just repeat your that contact info again.
So the place to look is herdofcats.co.uk. So that's H-E-A-R-D of cats, herdofcats.co.uk.
Awesome. Well, thanks for spending the time with us and explaining your project. It sounds like a super interesting type of thing. And I know that we have lots of people out in Fringe Review land that would certainly be interested in that. And hopefully Fringe Review in its own way is kind of branching out and helping people tell their stories as well.
I just say one more thing. So I'm here, I'm in Edinburgh for another week. And if people want to request a performance, there's the venues who've agreed to host it are all on the website, and you can use the contact form to request when you'd like a performance as well. So
wonderful. And that link will also be in the information that's with this podcast. So check it out. Lions and Ladders, a game of family histories. And please contribute if you can. Otherwise, keep listening to Fringe Review. Thanks so much.